This book includes content that may be distressing to readers, including violent or dangerous behaviour. Chapter 1. About Me. My name is Tracy Beaker. I am 10 years and 2 months old. My birthday is on the 8th of May. Stupid Peter has his birthday on that day too. We got one birthday cake between us, and we had to hold the knife and cut the cake together. I did not like this. This morning, my social worker, Elaine, gave us all a book to write in. I have to write about me, my school, and my favourite things. I also have to write a story about my life. My eyes are black. My hair is beautiful and long. That's not true. Sometimes I lie. It makes life more interesting. This is me. My best friend was Louise. I don't have a best friend now, because Louise is friends with Justine. My favourite food is everything. I like birthday cake the best, and burgers with French fries and a strawberry milkshake. My favourite game is playing with makeup. Louise and I took some makeup from Adele's bedroom and we played with it. Adele has a lot of makeup. My favourite animals are dogs. I would like a big dog and then everybody can watch out. My favourite thing is being with my mum. I don't like Justine, Louise, or Peter. And not seeing my mum. This is my mum. She is very pretty. This is me as a baby. I was nice then. I don't have a dad. My mum had a horrible boyfriend. He didn't like me, and I didn't like him. One day, he hit me, and now I'm here in a children's home. Before the children's home, I lived with 2 foster families. First, there was Aunt Peggy and Uncle Sid. I didn't like them much, and they sent me back to the children's home. After Aunt Peggy and Uncle Sid, Julie and Ted fostered me. They were young and nice. They bought me a bike. I was always very good. But then something happened. They sent me back to the children's home too. I was very angry and I broke my bike. Now I'm in a different children's home, and nobody wants to foster me. It's okay. My mum will come and get me soon anyway. The story of my life. There was a little girl called Tracy Beaker. Oh, that's stupid. This is not a children's story. I don't like children's stories. They're all the same. The girls are beautiful or they're ugly. The ugly girls always have horrible names and someone usually keeps them in a room somewhere. Aunt Peggy kept me in a room because I always wanted my mum. Sometimes she hit me because I shouted. Foster mothers must never hit you. I'm not lying, but I do lie sometimes. Aunt Peggy called it telling stories. I had to stop writing the story of my life because it was lunchtime. Elaine sat next to me at lunch. She read the part about Aunt Peggy, and she was angry. I laughed. It's funny, I said. No, Tracy, Elaine said. Yes, Elaine, I said. Elaine counted to 10 and she smiled. Social workers often smile like this. They do it because a child is being difficult. Tracy, Elaine said, this is a special book about you. One day, you will be an adult and you can read about your life as a child. It's my life story, I said, and my life isn't very special. Elaine put her hand on mine. But you're a very special girl, she said. But nobody wants to foster me, I said. I'm sorry about Ted and Julie. That wasn't nice. But one day you will find the best foster parents, Elaine said. A rich family, I said. Maybe a family, or maybe one person, Elaine said. You are one person, Elaine, I said. Why don't you foster me? Tracy, I can't. I have my job. I also have many other children to look after. You can leave your job and you can only look after me. They give you money for fostering children. And I'm a difficult child. You can get more money for looking after difficult children. Tracy, I'm sorry, but no, Elaine said. I pushed her away. I'm lying, I said. I don't want to live with you. You're boring. Don't be sad, Tracy, Elaine said. I wasn't sad. My eyes were wet, but it was my hay fever. I never cry. Okay, Tracy, it's your book. You can write anything, Elaine said. So, this is my book, and I can write anything.